Well, it was the time when my father was lying in a rather filthy, dingy, cockroach-ridden Jim Crow ward of a hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. He had been struck by an automobile, and first they took him to the white ward because they thought he was white. And they were particularly solicitous because he had been struck by a doctor in the hospital who naturally wanted to save my father's life and thus escape whatever punishment or damages that he might have to pay. And then my brother-in-law, who is brown skin, came in and asked for my father. And they asked him, said, "Do you know this man?" And he said, "Yes, he's my father-in-law." And they said, "What, have we got a nigger here in the white ward of the hospital?" And they picked up my father's broken body and took it across the street in a driving rainstorm to the Jim Crow ward. And there, 17 days later, he died.